Coming up on KUCB News, a cruise ship bound for Unalaska this summer has Hollywood connections, and the state has fallen far behind on Medicaid applications. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. The second cruise ship of the season docked in Unalaska this morning. The MS Silver Explorer brought 144 passengers to the island as part of its 17-day cruise from Seward to Petropavlovsk, Russia. The luxury liner is already back on the water after a handful of hours in port, but it is expected to pass through again in August. Beyond the Explorer, the next cruise ship that Unalaskans can expect to see is the Star Legend. While it's not due until September, the 200-passenger vessel has already called on Alaska this summer, and KCAW's Emily Kwong has more on the blockbuster connection between the ship and Sitka.
The captain of the Star Legend and Sitka City Administrator are shaking hands. Between them is a glass plaque commemorating the luxury vessel's maiden voyage to Sitka. But that's not all that's shared between them.
We are going to Alaska. Alaska, that's where my Andrew's from.
Okay. I'm talking about Hollywood actress Sandra Bullock. That's a clip from the movie The Proposal.
Sweetie,
honey.
Some proposals change you.
Why don't you get married here tomorrow?
Let's see a kiss.
Though set in Sitka, very little of the 2009 rom-com was filmed on location. Not so with Bullock's 1997 action film, Speed 2, which was filmed aboard this very ship in Key West, Florida.
Now, they can't change course.
Seems odd.
Yes, it is odd. They're abandoning ship in the middle of the night.
Then, the Star Legend was called the Seabourn Legend. For the evacuation scene, the sprinkler system was used to simulate heavy rainfall.
Who is running the ship? Oh, yeah. I am.
Günter Kopp, the hotel general manager aboard, says the boat crew collaborated closely with the film crew to pull off these challenging scenes. And after production wrapped, the studio threw a party.
Where Sandra Bullock was mixing cocktails, Mr. DeVoe was flipping burgers on the barbecue grill, and we all were issued with a t-shirt with Speed 2 on it on the back with all the names of the film crew and all the names of the crew on board. So that was a fantastic event and definitely something you remember.
Kopp spends 3 months at sea and the rest of the year in his native Austria, where he manages his family's vineyard. After over a decade spent working on big ships, he decided it was time to downsize to a smaller luxury line. This ship is owned by Windstar, and Kopp calls it a home away from home, speaking glowingly about his 100-person crew.
The crew is so friendly, so accommodating, remembers their name, and every single cruise I have guests, they're coming and said, oh my goodness, I was 3 years ago on a cruise in Tahiti, and Esther, the waitress, you know, I came into the dining room and said, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Miller, how are you? You remember me? I was with you. So they said, how is this possible?
Windstar is exactly the kind of boutique line Sitka wants to draw to its shores. Rachel Roy with the Sitka Chamber of Commerce says the last time this cruise line came to Sitka was in the 1980s.
They were really happy to have a dock to dock too when they were in town. That was one thing that they looked at. And they actually will be in Sitka every itinerary that they have this season.
That includes local excursions and a performance on board by the Nakahiti dancers. Roy adds that when visitors inevitably ask about the proposal, she talks about how the character of the town portrayed in the film is spot on. But luckily, Roy tells them, locals don't get internet from a coin-operated machine. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.
The Star Legend is scheduled to arrive in Unalaska on September 15th. Vessel officials plan to stop for about 4 hours. Senator Lisa Murkowski continues calling on the Trump administration to stop separating children from their parents when families are caught crossing the southern border. In another statement yesterday, Murkowski said, quote, "The time is now for the White House to end the cruel, tragic separations of families." She also said she's troubled that asylum seekers are being turned away before they have a chance to file their papers. Murkowski is urging the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security to change those policies. And if the administration does not act quickly, she says that Congress should step in. Meanwhile, Senator Dan Sullivan has issued his first statement on the issue. He said yesterday it's a complicated matter that requires a bipartisan solution to keep children with their parents. Sullivan wants an end to what he called the, quote, catch-and-release policy of the Obama administration, which he said encouraged further illegal immigration and child trafficking. He also called for more funding for immigration judges and new facilities so that parents and children can stay together. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services is swamped with applications for programs including Medicaid, food stamps, and temporary assistance for families, but the backlog for Medicaid is certainly the largest. As KBBI's Renee Gross reports, patients are often left without insurance as they spend weeks or even months just trying to get someone on the phone.
Does Mommy go to work today?
Yes.
No.
It's Sunday morning, and Holly Torres and her 10-year-old son Zachary have no plans today but to hang out. Zachary has Down syndrome, and his mom says he looks forward to their time together all week.
Do we stay home together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, huh?
Torres is a single mom, and she works full-time as South Peninsula Hospital's CFO. Torres moved to Alaska with her son from Arizona over a year ago. Since then, she's spent her time making calls and filling out paperwork in hopes of securing Medicaid services for Zachary. Torres says it took 6 months for her application to initially get approved.
It was just a really long time, and I thought it'd be 2 months tops, you know, because I'm thinking he has Down syndrome. How much, you know, do they have to really evaluate that? I mean, he should automatically qualify.
States are federally required to process Medicaid applications for those with disabilities within 3 months. Because of Alaska's backlog, Torres paid for her son's medical expenses out of pocket while she waited to be approved. Medicaid did eventually reimburse her for those costs, but then Torres lost the coverage again.
Got a call in April when he had an appointment at Providence for his cystic fibrosis, and they told me it's showing that it's denied until I could get it reinstated, and then it took me 2 or 3 weeks to finally get a hold of somebody.
Torres says the state told her it didn't receive a portion of her paperwork. Torres says she resubmitted her paperwork, but in the meantime, she's once again paying out of pocket for Zachary's medication, which can run between $2,000 and $3,000 per month. She's also cutting back on the services she can't afford.
He was getting occupational therapy. He hasn't gotten that. He hasn't gone back up to Providence for his cystic fibrosis visits.
She's not the only one struggling with receiving Medicaid benefits. Kate Burkhart is the state's ombudsman, which investigates complaints against the state government and agencies.
We received over 400 complaints related to these issues in the course of 2 years. And many of them were, I applied for benefits, for food stamps or for Medicaid, and it's been several months, and I haven't heard anything, and I call, and no one ever calls me back, and I have no food in the house, or I need to go to the doctor, and I don't know what to do.
The ombudsman reported the findings of its investigation last month. It found that the State Division of Public Assistance, which directly oversees Medicaid in Alaska, is woefully understaffed, and that caseloads increased by about 25% since the Affordable Care Act allowed states to expand Medicaid services in 2015.
The backlog at its height had been about 30,000 cases awaiting attention from the division in June of 2017, which was during the time receiving these complaints. They had worked it down to 17,000 cases still awaiting attention in December of 2017.
Monica Windham is the director of the Division of Public Assistance, and Windham says because of the increased caseload, the division has struggled with staff turnover. The division requested funding from the legislature for roughly 40 positions to help reduce the mountain of applications on the back burner. The division was awarded funding for 20. Wyndham says that's better than nothing, but she adds that the division is still forced to make tough decisions.
We had to make the decision, do we answer the phone or do we work the benefits? I mean, if we take 10 people off of working benefits to answer the phone, then our backlog increases.
Do you like your dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back at Torres's home, she's still waiting to hear back about the application roughly a month after resubmitting her paperwork.
One of my biggest frustrations is I'm a taxpayer, so I've paid a lot of money into the system, and now I have a child that needs the services that are provided by our government, which I'm very appreciative and thankful for. But I just feel like, why do I have to fight for them?
Torres is also looking at alternatives, such as insurance through her work, but she says that will still leave her footing the bill for some of Zachary's care.
Homer? We live in Homer?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.
Tune in tomorrow for more reporting on Alaska's Medicaid backlog. We'll bring you perspectives from the other side of the issue, namely the state workers who are trying to process mountains of paperwork. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.